Last week's episode got such good response about me opening up about spending money, making money, but mostly just the spending part. So today I'm diving into which apps I use on a daily and weekly basis in order to track what I'm spending and to really just like hold myself accountable. And that doesn't actually mean I work with a really tight budget, but I did realize throughout the past year, like, oh, I'm spending a lot on groceries and where is all of my money going? And at a certain point, I was like, where did all of my money go? And then I realized, oh, my cat got really sick and I had to treat him and that medicine was really expensive. It cost me 4,000 euros. So obviously, you know, that was something unexpected. And then there were a couple of repairs in my house. And I started realizing like, okay, it might be useful to start tracking what you're spending so that from there on out, you can also make a budget for the upcoming years. Not a budget in that you need to stick to it like very strictly, but more like so you can be prepared for what's coming up and what life costs you. Because last year I took a trip to Ibiza. I don't know how to say it. And when I was there, I realized I had certain financial targets, not just for my business, but for myself as well. And in order to hit those targets, I kind of had to reverse engineer my goals.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Fail to Win, a show where we love to make mistakes and learn from them so you can turn your passion into profits and live life on your own terms. I'm Amy van der Putte from Fast Forward Amy, your host and coach, and I'll bring you a new episode with simple strategies every Tuesday.
So I realized that by the time I was going to be 40, not 40 yet, I'm 31 currently. Back then I was 30, I know, this is a lot of math. So I realized, okay, if by the time I'm 40, I want to be able to live off of passive income, and by passive income, I mean actually invested money that is bringing me in passive income that I do not have to do anything for. In order to live off of that, I need to know what do I need to be able to spend each month or each year? And how much do I need to have invested in order to be able to spend that? And if I want to have that amount invested, how do I work backwards and make that money and pay myself out that money so I can start investing? So the way it works in Belgium is if you've had your corporation or society or LLC or whatever the name is for a long enough time, then you can, for example, for me, it took me 3 years and now I can pay myself dividends from my company and they go at a fairly good rate. So I can take out the dividends, for example, from my profit from a while back, and then that profit becomes mine privately. And then that is money I can start investing. And if I invest that wisely, that gives me passive income. So that's kind of the calculation I did for myself last year. And I was like, okay, this is interesting. Now, if I want to make sure that I have that profit, I have two things I can do. Either I increase my income or I decrease my costs. There's only really two ways you can start making more money or having more money left over at the end of the month is either you increase the income or you decrease the costs. Both are really valid. There is no shame in decreasing your costs or in realizing that you don't need as many team members as you have. Like, for example, for me, my team has really shrunk in size and I'm really proud of that because I realized, oh, this is interesting. I just got a new order in my shop and it's because I literally just did a live about my templates and someone went from the live to the templates and bought them. So cool. If you go to my shop, that's fastforwardamy.com/shop, you can click on templates and there's a bunch of templates. So I literally just hosted a live on the same topic in Dutch and now I thought I'm going to record it in English and now I get a sale in from someone who was in that live who now went to the shop. It's incredible. Sometimes just the wonders of online business, it keeps on astounding me. This morning I woke up and I turned on my phone and I had a 320 euro order from my Shopify, which is all digital products. Someone bought my templates bundle, someone bought my course on starting up your side hustle, and then she bought one more thing and she just bought everything. Which basically, when you sell digital products, it feels like free money. It's not free money. My business does cost money each day to run. But there is a really nice margin on those products. So that's nice. So where was I? Making a plan for myself, increasing income, decreasing costs. There's no shame in decreasing your costs. I realized it was basically just a lot of circumstances coming together, but I did realize like, oh, maybe I don't need a team that big. I actually want more time to focus on my clients. This is a long story, but in short, I took a bit of a break from coaching last year because I was feeling tired. My hormones were out of whack. I needed some time to figure out what I wanted to do. And while doing that, I realized I really missed coaching. That was actually where my passion was, but that I actually didn't want to spend as much time managing as I was. So I stepped into more of a visionary leader role and less in a team management role. And then a lot of things happened at the same time. And then a couple of my team members left, all in good relationships, by the way, nothing bad. And now I'm actually really grateful that all of that happened. Although that was a really difficult year for me, currently I'm really happy costs went down. I did some other stuff to decrease the costs, and my profit margin is actually way up. So yeah, that's been nice, but it did not happen overnight. It took me about a year to turn the ship around, to decrease the costs, change the structure. And in order to do that, one of the first things I needed to do is I did need to make a budget for the business because of inflation and so many things changing in the economy. Our costs had just risen. Like paychecks were 11% more. The office was 6% more. Like everything got more expensive, both for me privately as well as in business. And I was like, well, my prices aren't increasing and my clients are also experiencing this. So what am I going to do? So I started decreasing some of the expenses. And the way I set that up is I really made a budget together with my right-hand person, Caroline. We made the budget. We used some of our accounting apps, but we also really just looked at it in a Google Sheet. And I know this is not the sexiest app I can give you, but if we're talking about my favorite apps to track expenses or to make an overview or a budget or a sales forecast, Google Sheets, I love it. And you don't have to be good at them, and but just creating an overview for yourself, what's going to be going out, what's going to be coming in, how much profit do I want to have left over at the end of the year, at the end of the month. If you have that really tight and you know what you need to be doing in order to make that money and then to be able to pay yourself out at the end of the year, that just creates such feelings of, I want to say, bliss. You'll sleep better at night if you have this overview. Take it from someone who really fought through the expenses forest in the last year. And if you don't know where to get started, by the way, that's what I was saying in my live just now, is if you go to my shop, and that's fastforwardamy.com/shop, there's this tab and it says templates. And there you can find a bunch of templates. We have like a financial future control dashboard. We have there's a bundle of all of my templates. There's a sales targets dashboard. None of them are really expensive. It's like 15 euros, 25 euros. You can also just grab the bundle, and then you basically have a couple of sheets already set up for you to use with tutorials. These are also available in English, by the way. I know I don't have a ton of products in English, but I do have these. And what I recommend you do is you create a bit of a CEO dashboard for yourself. I always do this with my mastermind clients. I tell them, okay, you're going to have to make one Google Sheet where you have different tabs where you can see everything at a glance. For me, that means the data of my funnels, my budget, my forecast, the KPIs of the business. I just want everything in one spot. And you should do the same if you're serious about rearranging your finances this year. So that's number one, is Google Sheets. The second thing I use, not necessarily on a daily basis, but I've been using it since I started taking business seriously, is actually an invoicing tool. So I used to make all of my invoices manually, and I made them in Excel, and I was like, oh, this doesn't cost me a lot of time, but I'd be looking for a client's data, and I'd be adjusting the description, then I had to export and upload and double check everything. And if I'm being honest, it did take me like half an hour to an hour a week to get all of my invoices done. This is back when I was running a fitness studio. And back then I was feeling a lot of resistance towards investing in a tool, because I was like, well, every tool is like $10, $20, $30. If I'm continuously investing in all of these things, like I'm just spending money on systems, but I need to make money. But what I didn't realize back then in the beginning is that half an hour to an hour a week was also costing me money because of my opportunity cost, because I could be charging a lot more by the hour. So at a certain point, I did realize, oh, it's pretty handy that the system can send reminders, that I only have to insert someone's details once, it can follow up, everything is automated. So I got over myself and I invested about $20 into Wave Apps, which is my invoicing tool. And today, I sell most of my things just straight through product checkout pages. But sometimes, for example, when a client pays me a higher fee, for example, for my mastermind, I'll send them an invoice because I don't really want to pay transaction fees. And they just transfer the money and they just get an invoice. And for that, I use Wave Apps. There's a ton of systems like it. I highly recommend it. I don't recommend spending 100 euros a month on stuff like that. My tool costs me $16 a month. And yeah, for me, it's worth it and it saves me time. So we've talked about Google Sheets, Wave Apps. And then the third app is, this also happened last year when I realized I was spending a little bit too loosely. I had this in my business, and I'm not saying I wasn't irresponsible. Like, I'm a multi seven figure business owner. I've been doing the millions a year for a couple of years now. I have successful businesses. It's not that I was in trouble. It's more that I could have gotten in trouble if I kept on just overspending or being too loose with what we could be spending money on. This went in the business, for example, spending too much on my ads manager because I didn't know there were multiple accounts or multiple campaigns at the same time. Like, some things that I was just not focused enough on. And now I'm in a phase where I do have the energy to do that. So I kind of also forgive myself for that, because last year I was focused on the income. I was focused on refining my energy. This year I have a really tight grip on the costs and finances. And I know this happens to a lot of people, and I see my clients going through this as well. So I'm basically just compassionate to myself. And at the same time, last year I took hold of the reins, not just in my business and spending, but also privately. Because I noticed sometimes I spend money on clothes and beauty stuff, and I wouldn't be doing this often. But when I left the house, all of a sudden I would be spending a couple of hundred euros. And I was like, does this make sense? And how much are you spending? So I wanted to know, how much a month do you need to live comfortably in the future, to calculate backwards what I said in the beginning of the episode. So in order to know that, I also needed to know what I was spending on clothes and stuff like that. And by starting to track it, I just became more mindful of it. And I started realizing, like, oh, the short-term hit of dopamine I get when I spend money might not necessarily be worth the fact that I now have 400 euros left in my account that I can't invest. So that's where a bit of that shift happened. I definitely haven't been tracking it consistently enough. I overcomplicated it for myself. So I have this app, it's called Money Flow. And I was like, oh, I'm going to add tags for my different bank cards and then where I bought it and blah, blah, blah. And I made it so complicated that each time I had to insert an expense, I had to fill out like 6 different properties. And then I realized, okay, Amy, you're not being consistent at tracking your expenses because you've overcomplicated it. How can you make this less complicated? And I was like, okay, you don't have to write down which card you used or if it was cash, whatever. You're just going to write down the category, for example, groceries, and the expense, for example, 50 euros. And if then at any given point in time, I want to know, hey, how much did I pay with this account or that card or whatever, I could look it up. But I just basically made the process simpler so I wouldn't feel as much resistance towards it. So these are 3 of my favorite tools I use for my finances. Google Sheets, I definitely use every day, and I have my Money Mondays. On Mondays, I look at my financial situation. And then Wave Apps for invoices, Money Flow for my private expenses. And a tip I could give you, by the way, is it's actually not an app, but this is something I've recently made. I noticed last year that a lot of people bought my money course, and 95% of them were actually overspenders. And that was really interesting to me, because I thought, well, some people might be afraid to spend money, but turns out most people are just overspenders. And maybe you don't really know, are you an overspender, underspender? Are you someone who feels scarcity towards money, who feels abundance? If you'd like to find out what your level of money mindset is, and you want to know if you're in a negative or a positive money mindset, I've made a quiz, actually. It's really cool. I made it for my clients. It's only 10 questions, 3 responses per question, and it gives you a score and an indication of this is where you're doing well, this is what you could use some work on. So if you want to take the quiz, you can go and take it through you have to send me a message in order to take it. So if you DM me on Instagram, on Fastforward Amy, and you just DM me money quiz, just one word, money quiz. It works in English as well, by the way. If you DM me that word, you can take the quiz in 5 minutes. You're good to go, and you're going to see your results. So That's not an app. It's a tip from me. Take the quiz. Even just taking it is going to make you more mindful towards certain things. And mindfulness and being aware of stuff is always the beginning, the first step of change. Okay, last app. I used to use Splitwise on trips with my friends. Maybe you use it too, like you can share expenses and then, you know, one person pays more and then the other person pays, and by the end of the trip, everything is evened out. But Splitwise has been starting to charge more and runs more ads. So my friends and I, we've recently switched to Tricount. I don't know how to pronounce it actually, but it's basically kind of like Splitwise, just very simple usability. And if you've ever fallen into trips where you are the person who is spending more or whatever, I've had this often, and I've also had it with like buying gifts and stuff and then forgetting to ask for money. So I don't just use it for trips, but also just like in general, if you have people that you often have to wire money to, or who have to wire money to you, you can just create an account like that and create a little bit of a household or a group. And then whenever stuff like that happens, you can just put it in there. For example, for me, my mom often picks up stuff for me and then I owe her money. And I think I'm going to ask her to just make an account like that so I can kind of see it. And then I can just wire her the money on time, or I can maybe buy something for her when we are somewhere, and then it evens out so that you don't always have to wire money, and especially that you don't lose money because you forget to ask people to pay you back. That's happened to me. I actually still have a couple of open accounts that I'm going to get around to from trips where people haven't evened out the expenses. So these are my tips. Just to recap, I think money management can seem really overwhelming, and my tip to you would be make it fun. Install a couple of apps, make an Excel sheet with pretty colors, make it a nice place for yourself to be. Do this in a phase of your cycle where you want to. I don't know, when I'm ovulating, I don't want to do this. But when I'm like more in my nesting phase, I really love getting a grip on my numbers. So when I feel the need rising, I get to it. And obviously, if you want some help with it, go and check out the templates in my shop. That's fosforitamy.com/shop. And I really hope you take the money quiz. I put a lot of time and effort into it. And feel free to let me know if this was a fun episode for you or not. Maybe it's not necessarily the apps that you take away from this, but maybe some of the smaller things that I said, like don't overcomplicate it, put everything together in a dashboard. I hope it helped. And yeah, as you're listening to this and I just released this, it means I have arrived in Los Angeles because I am in LA for a retreat for the mastermind I'm in. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, come and follow along on Fosforit Amy, because I'm sharing some behind the scenes of what I'm up to. Okay, we'd love to see you there. Let me know if you liked the episode, and talk to you next week. Bye.